Could your project use a little more funding? On Saturday, April 6th at Cineworks, it's Grant Writing Demystified, Guidance for Independent Media Artists. Join instructors Peg Campbell and Walter Kwan from the BC Arts Council as they delve into the domain of public funding for film and video projects and grant writing for arts councils. For more information, go to cineworks.ca/events.
On April 4th, CITR and the UBC Film Society present an end-of-the-year party from 6:30 to 11. Featuring Noble Oak, 41st and Home, Hooves, Squirrel, Young Braised, and DJ B. Come by the courtyard located on the top floor of the UBC Sub for some sunshine, cheap beer, and good tunes.
I will say B, Peru. I'll do it.
And that's your final answer?
Yes.
You can buy a new car. You just want
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community.
And special thanks to our major sponsors of the Fund Drive Finale Silent Auction, The Cobalt at thecobalt.ca, Travel Cuts UBC at travelcuts.com, and Chad Woodley at the Sanitary Electric Company at tattoosbychad.com.
Hey, Horace, give us three shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Happy hello, hello, hello. You are listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. My name is Russian Tim, and welcome to this radio show, my friends. Oof. We started off things here on Rocket from Russia with a song called Kubark by a local band called Cambridge from band's latest studio album called This Is Not a Victory. I prepared for you today a pretty exciting show, in my opinion, a lot of good music, and I hope you will enjoy that today with me as well. As usual, we will hear new punk rock music, there will be local punk rock music, and a special block of punk bands from Serbia and Croatia. But let's start with the new punk rock music from a great band called Bad Religion. Their brand new album called True North and came out in January on Epitaph Records. And this is their song called My Head Is Full of Ghosts.
From the is hurt and is broken. Lighting these bombs, blister and burn. Times are up as we lower this house into the ground.
That was probably one of the best blocks of music I ever played for the listeners of CITR on this radio show, in my opinion. Hopefully you agree with me. Let me quickly tell you what I just played for you. The last song was by the band called Reviver. They are from Olympia. This is in Washington. And they have a brand new album. The name of the album is The Beauty Between. And we heard a song called The Rain Spell. I think it's the best song on the album. What else? This album is available on Rumbleton Records, and vinyl will be up for pre-order in April, and the actual digital release was February 25th, and as always, Reviver's records are available for a donation-based download on the website called RTR. Google it, and you can check it out. It's a really good band. They're also available, obviously, on Bandcamp. Before that, Alkaline Trio, their brand new album comes out on Epitaph Records April 2nd. We heard a song called I Pessimist, and the name of the brand new record by Alkaline Trio is My Shame Is True. I think I heard the album is up for pre-listen, to listen online, and I think this is their best music since Agony and Irony. It's a really good record, and feels like someone is in love in the band. I don't know. Just saying. Before that, Off of Their Heads, their album came out on Epitaph Records as well, March 12th. That was a song called The Nightlife from the album Home. Before that, Last and Jay came out on Fat Rack, and this is the song You from the Middle, and the name of the new Last and Jake's album, Greetings and Salutations. Before that, Broadway Calls, a West Coast band. The album came out in February on No Sleep Records. The name of the album, Comfort and Destruction. And we heard a song called Life is Rhythm. And I opened this quick, energetic block of punk rock music with legendary Bad Religion. The song called My Head is Full of Ghosts, from their brand new album called True North. Great record. Alright, my friends. So let's move on. In the second block, as I promised, I will play you... bands from Serbia and Croatia. I love to play
bands from all over the world. And I, after, you know, especially after the fun drive and I got the chance to talk to a lot of regular listeners of the show, I figured out that regular listeners of the show, extremely interested in the hearing bands, local bands, new music, and especially international bands, bands from some countries when, you know, countries which you don't normally hear punk rock from. Anyway, so this is one of the key things for me to play international bands, and this time I decided to play bands from Croatia and Serbia. And the reason I'm playing specifically those two countries, because last Friday there was a football match between Croatia and Serbia, and as you know, in the early 90s there was a war in Yugoslavia, and Yugoslavia broke up, and those two nations became separate countries. There's a hate between those two countries, and this was the first time when those two nations met on a football field to play a game. That was a historic moment for sports. Unfortunately, the hate is still there, and the interesting story. I read an article, a great article, and I'll tweet this link to this article, and I'll post it on the blog, because I think it's an extremely interesting article about just the life in those two countries. And in this article, they were talking that the current coaches of the teams, Igor Štimac and Siniša Mihajlović, they were players. They played against each other during the war. And one of the guys said to the other that he hopes that his guys will kill the other guy's family. That's how intense it was. And obviously the other guy, they spent the whole game trying to injure the other guy, because this is just madness. Now those two guys are coaches of those national teams, and you can imagine how tension was the atmosphere on the stadium. And you know, when they started the game was in Croatia, so the all the Croatian fans booed the Serbian national anthem. They were whistling, booing, so that's how intense it was. No fans were allowed to go to Croatia for the game, because it wasn't safe to do that. So, and it's, you know, it's nationalism, it's stupid, and it's a very, you know, that's a story of the sad side on it. But at the same time, that's why this game stands out, and it's not an easy. It's sport and politics mixed, and doesn't sound right and doesn't feel right. Anyways, I was watching the game, and I was thinking about this, and I decided to come back for this show and play bands from Croatia and Serbia to show my, you know, to show the unity, because the two nations speak the same language. It's all the same, but there, you know, there's this thing. So I decided to prepare four bands, two from Croatia, two from Serbia, and to show just the diversity. And you know, even the problem exists and still, unfortunately, still exists. There's great music happening. I don't know what those bands are singing about. Hopefully they're they're singing nothing wrong, nothing national, but it's all in their own language. And I heard, listened to those bands, did a little bit of research. Sounds like a good guys and good music. So let's start with the band from Serbia. They're called Mite Sers, and they're from Novi Sad. This is a city in former Yugoslavia and now Serbia. And then we hear bands from Croatia and from Serbia. Anyway, let's start. I hope that was interesting. It will be interesting, and it's a very good music, good punk rock music. So I hope this will be interesting for you guys. So this is Mite Sers from Novi Sad, Serbia.
Oh, I'm best, my dear. priča starih delova. Ulica, adrenalina, reka krvi, latica. Znaš, nije sve osuda, ali je teških zakona. Bas na marginama, opasni prostora. Vagaš, sepiš, ponavljaš, praznik teškog ludila. Paleta zovem daleka. Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM. This is a radio station in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is a punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. We just heard a block of music by the bands from Serbia and Croatia. I just tweeted this article I was talking about. An extremely interesting article just explaining the whole story of relationship between those two countries inside the football, and just in my opinion, a brilliant article. Check it out. It's on the Twitter at Tima _ TZAR called History of Hate. I'm pretty sure you can find it on the internet. So we heard bands. The last one was a band called Debeli Prezijnik, this means a fat president, and this is the band from Osijek, that's in Croatia, and that was a song of their last studio album, which came out last year, and that was a track called Zaborave, and the name of the album is Bruto Slavo. Before that, we heard a band called Potras, they are from Serbia, from Smederevo, and that was a song from their last EP, which came out in 2011. The name of the EP is Symboli Revolucije, and that was an opening track called Sukobi Krajnosti. And before that, a great band from Croatia, from Zagreb, Kurve. Looks like it's a new band. They just have one EP on their Bandcamp page, and the name of the EP is Su Bolje Majke. This EP was released last year, and we heard a second track called Od Sutra. And I opened this block of music with the band from Serbia, from Novi Sad. The name of the band is Mitesers, and we heard a song called Chia. And the name of the album is Na Rubu Propasti, and this is an older album which came out in 2007. I hope that was interesting. For me, that was, I loved researching those bands, reading the article, and then finding those. For the past week, I listened to a lot of Serbian and Croatian bands. I tried to find those bands which I could fit in one blog, which sounds similar, which I like the songs, and I had a great fun preparing this blog for you, and I hope you enjoyed that as well. Alright, let's move on to the last block of this program. As always, in the end of the show, I play you bands which are performing in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada on the weekend, and there is a very, very cool show happening on March 28th. And at the Cobalt. This is a venue on Main Street. Needles and Pins, Beelines, Juvenile Hall, and The Bins Are Playing. All three local bands, and they're good. Very good music. So let's check all of them out. Four awesome local bands, which you can see on March 28th. I believe this is tomorrow, if I'm not... No. Is it today? Great success. Thursday, March 28th. Is it today? For real. I'm lost in the time. Anyhow, you probably know what's happening here. March 28th is today. So this show is happening today. Check them out. If you have no plans, go check out some great local music. And we will start with, obviously, Needles and Pins and a favorite song by this band called Best Friend. Got my head wound tight. Yeah. hello, hello. And the third time I'm saying this word, hello. We just heard a block of awesome local music, and all those bands can be seen performing live their music songs in electrical versions tonight at the Cobalt, 917 Main Street. The show is Needles and Pins, Beelines, Juvenile Hall, and Bins. Let's see what it says on the website called Facebook. You don't have to work on Friday, so give her on Thursday. $6 at the door. Great success, huh? That's pretty cheap for a great show of local music at the Cobalt. Let me quickly tell you what I just played for you. Before, the last song we heard was Juvenile Hall, the song called No Cops. This is an all-girl local band, and that was a song of their last studio album called Magazine Collage LP. Before that, my new local find, awesome local find, the band which I just find out yesterday, discovered yesterday, called The Bins, and they have a brand new EP which is available through their Bandcamp page, and the name of the song we heard was Hail Bop the Double P. I suspect this is might be a reference to another great local band which called Needles and Pins. Hopefully I am correct. The Bins, check them out, they're playing tonight for me, a new awesome local find. I love their EP. Before that, legendary Beelines, and that was my favorite song by the band Social Retard from their self-titled 7-inch. Great song, Social Retard. And I opened this block of rock and roll local awesome music with Needles and Pins, my favorite. Best Friend, my favorite song by the band from their last studio album 1234. All those four awesome bands can be seen, heard, and watched and experienced tonight at the Cobalt, and even on their the Facebook page you can see what time they're all playing. Should be a great event. Doors at 8 p.m. $6 at the door. Great success. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. I think the show was a good show, and the reason for that is not only the music. Obviously, you know, I play you the music which I like, and I think it's a good music, and hopefully you think that as well. But at the same time, this show represents what my radio program stands for. A little bit of new punk rock music, a little bit of international, and obviously a little bit of local music in the end. I think this is a good mix. This is the mix I'm trying to stick with, and I'm loving it. So if you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast as always on CITR.ca, on iTunes, and on my blog rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. All right, and to finish off things here, I would like to play you a song, and the reason for this song is an incident which happened last night. If you were on Facebook or Twitter today, you probably seen that, because so many of my friends on Facebook reposted that video. An incident happened last night. Power to the social media that something happened last night, and we already talking about this on here. An incident happened that one of the cyclists was cycling in Vancouver without a helmet, and it was pretty safe, but the two cops decided to arrest them, and you can see on the video how they are basically handcuffing him, and during the process one of the cops just punches the poor gentleman, there's a lot of hate going on around, you know, the police, and I'm kind of sometimes on the same page on that, but I'm sure there are good cops who are actually, you know, care about their job, and they love their job, and they do their job very well, and there are sometimes we come across problems like that, then sometimes people can't handle the power they have. And if you've seen the video, you probably know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you probably think that I'm a crazy person, but if you're interested, you won't have any problems finding it on the internet, because it's just there. Anyways, just wanted to, you know, to play a song by the band called Leftover Crack, and the name of the song is One Dead Cop. And this song specifically goes to the people who can't handle their power. As I said, there are a lot of, and there are many good cops who are doing their job properly, but at the same time, sometimes we come around problems like that. And in my opinion, this is unacceptable when just people can't handle the power they have. Power, it's a very serious thing when you have, and you need to know how to manage that. Anyhow, thank you so much for listening. Hopefully it wasn't too boring for you, this my spiel, but I was really impressed by that video because I felt it's not the right thing that happened last night. Anyhow, thank you so much for listening. I hope that was a great show, and I will see you next week. This is Leftover Crack, the song called One Dead Cop.
All I got to say is I have no remorse for shooting that police officer. He got what he deserved. If I had an opportunity to kill him, I'd kill him.
Butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk.